In recent years, St. Martin's Day has become a welcome opportunity for Czech winemakers to present their young wines. The revived tradition of St. Martin's wines has caught on, and November 11th has become a fixture in the calendar of Czech wine lovers. Jan Richter went to a St. Martin's wine festival in Prague's Vinohrady neighborhood and has this report.
At 11 hours and 11 minutes on the 11th of November, a toast and a fanfare marked the opening of a wine market on Prague's Jiřího z Poděbrad Square. Dozens of stalls offer this year's fresh vintage of white and rosé wines, mainly from the Czech Republic's major winemaking region of South Moravia. One of the winemakers presenting his produce is Jan Vorba.
I'm from a little family winery, Vinařství Kubík, from Velké Bílovice, and we have here the special occasion wine, Svatomartinské víno. We inspired from France, and now we are making this young wine. Then we have the regular produce from our wines, especially the late harvests and selections of grapes.
Is this your first time here in such an event in Prague?
Yes, and actually this is we call it zero anniversary, so it's the first time at this place.
The tradition of St. Martin's vintage, popular before the war, has been revived by the Czech Winemakers Association to promote their produce and provide opportunities for small producers to present their wines to the public. Ladislav Merkva is from the Rosetta Winery in a small village of Radejov on the Slovak border.
We are very small, and small wineries have very big problem with presentation in big cities, because if you are very small, you cannot go to the markets and other place where go a lot of people to buy wine.
The St. Martin's wine market in Vinohrady also offers the typical St. Martin's dish, roast goose with cabbage and dumplings, and other foods like hams, cheeses, and so on. Despite the time of day, and a work day at that, the event attracted hundreds of people moving from stall to stall with wine glasses. 67-year-old Lubomír Zemánek, who says he has Moravian roots, is a regular visitor to the event.
It shows what this year's harvest has been, what the wines will be like. If you are really interested, you probably already know, but it's always nice to taste them right here, in this environment.
The market also draws foreign visitors to Prague, curious about the St. Martin feast as well as the area. Klaus Böhr and his wife came from Denmark.
We have been here several times in Prague, but we have only visited the normal tourist attractions and so on in the center, the town hall square and all that around this. And then we thought, we read an article in a Danish newspaper about this area, Siskov or something like that. And we would try to visit it and see how a normal Prague working class area looked like. We thought it was interesting. And then it coincided with the Beaujolais Nouveau, with the new wine coming here. And we were amazed to see the stalls here and the music and so on. It's a real people's life here.
The St. Martin's vintage event in Vinohrady and elsewhere in Prague and around the country go on over the weekend. On our website, you'll find a link to more information.
That was Jan Richter there with that report.